You win some, you lose some. This week, I've done one of each already. Let me explain.
Your Daily Lex.
Extra attentive listeners might recall that I've told the story about the Smart Nora, this device I bought that helps you prevent snoring. But then I cured myself of snoring with mouth taping. And so before that Smart Nora had even shipped, which had been weeks past my order already, I wrote and said, hey, I would like to cancel this. And they said, no problem. However, yours is about to ship. So once you get it, you can return it. Then several weeks after that, it did ship. The next day, I returned it following their instructions. They never gave me the money back. So eventually, I issued a chargeback with my Apple card. Using my Apple card was probably the mistake because I have never had an issue being victorious in chargeback negotiations with Chase. But Apple rejected my chargeback. And then I appealed. And they're like, well, send us more evidence. And I'm like, let me send you all the evidence again, which I did, which documents everything that I've told you. I have receipts, literal and figurative. But here's the emails when I told them I wanted to cancel. Then here's when they actually shipped the thing, even though they said it was shipping right away. Here's when I told them I wanted to do the canceling. Here's when they sent me the form for it to cancel. Here's the confirmation that I shipped the thing back to cancel. Apple's like, no, you still lose. Almost $400. I'm so mad. And like, this was the appeal. And it's not like you can complain to Apple. It's not an Apple thing. It's an Apple card thing. So super frustrating. And I'm super mad. And I want that money back. And I'm not going to get it back. Separately, a couple years ago, I bought a mattress pad that's heated, has a heating element in it, and it's got two zones, and it warms up your bed, and it has graduated heat, you can choose different settings of heat, and we had one, and it died, so I got another one, same brand, but different model, and then it died. Recently. It's only heating up in like one zone and not as much as it used to. And it was bought in 2021. And I checked the website and they're like, we warranty these things for 5 years. So I went to their website and I'm like, I want a warranty replacement. And the website form after I filled out, I was like, don't actually fill out this form. Go fill out this other form because that's who handles our mattress pads. So I go fill out this other form. And 1 minute after I submit that form, I get an email from a person saying, hey, we need these things. We need a photo of we need a copy of your receipt, which I had already uploaded, but fine. We need a photo of the whole mattress with the two little remotes that tell it to, or they're wired remote things, you know, the buttons. And we need to see its cleaning tag, its laundry instructions tag, washing instructions tag. And we need to see the full mattress pad. So basically you're saying you have to strip your bed. Fine. I'll strip my bed, you bastards. I'll take the photos you want. Then they write back and like, okay, we're going to do warranty repair. We're going to replace it for you. But in order to trigger the replacement, we need you to do the following. Take another picture of that tag, but this time with a big Sharpie X on it over the whole thing. Also, show us a picture of the plug with it cut. We want you to take a scissor and ruin the plug. Basically, ensure you have ruined this mattress pad before we send you another one. So I did that instantly and sent it back. And then a few minutes later, like, your replacement's on the way. Good news. I won that at least. And of course they should replace it. And I should have done this the other time because I'm sure the other one failed well within its warranty period as well. My hunch is this one will also fail. I think these things last about 3 years, but they warranty them for 5. So we'll see how it goes. It does not take the sting out of my $400 loss on the Smart Nora. And I would like to badmouth the Smart Nora and that company everywhere I can. So I'm doing that here on this podcast, which is hugely popular. I'm basically Smartless meets Joe Rogan. Never describe me that way, ever. That's not what I am. Anyway, you are the greatest. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Goodbye.
Lex.